Nigeria Daily. My name is Lillian Ogazi. Body spray is now 4,500 and roll-on is heading to 3,000 naira. Seems like the license to dwell in body odor has been released. By reducing body odor and sweat, using a deodorant can help boost your confidence and make you feel more comfortable in social situations. Regular use of deodorant can help maintain good hygiene, which is important for overall health and well-being. But now that they've increased, what's the way forward? Buying cosmetic products, which mostly consist of body spray, toothpaste, bathing soap, moisturizing lotion, aside face products, you know, is something that were really affordable for people at some point. But how much are they today? Are they as affordable as they used to be? And what are the alternatives? Well, let's hear from some Nigerians.
Well, the current price of cosmetics, that is my moisturizer and my deodorants, have almost tripled since in the past year, if I would say. Initially, sometime last year, I was buying my deodorant for about 2,000 naira, 2,005. As at the last time I tried to purchase it, which was a few days back, I was told it was 4,500. So it's done about 100% increase since in the past year. There are really no alternatives for me. I just have to be able to purchase them because they're necessary things that I have to use. So that's about it.
All right, talking about the cost of cosmetic products today, it's becoming devastating and unbearable as well. Because look at some of these things that we buy. You just go to the normal supermarket, it's talking of about 10,000, 20,000 naira. You get all your cosmetic and you'll be good, you'll be fine. But now I'm telling you that only cream, like deodorant cream that we use, some of us even cut our costs, I understand, to like using Eve, which is something that will be, seems to be natural on your skin and you'll be all right. I'll tell you that I was buying this thing before for 5,000 naira. But now I went to supermarket last week to price it. They told me 8,000 naira. I just back off. Like, I left there immediately. What is this? How much am I earning that I'll buy a cream of 8,000 naira? Though I know people are buying it, but me, I don't get that money. You understand? Okay, look at toothpaste or rabbit that some of us used to buy for 1,000 naira, 800 naira before. I went to the market last week. They told me 1,200. So all these things are adding money, and we don't have alternative for this thing, this particular toothpaste. Match with this man now.
Okay. Have you called this one?
Look at this thing that we used to buy to roll on. Roll on before was how much? If you have 1,000 naira, 1,200, you buy a good roll on. But look at it now. Roll on is about 2,000 naira. So all these things is becoming unbearable, honestly. Okay, talking about alternative for cream. Okay, look at it now. My hair cream that I used to use before, I use Kim So Fine. So now I bought one, I think that matured then for about a year ago. It has been inside my room. This thing finished just for me to go to the market and buy that one. Maybe it's the money, I don't even know. I've not been able to go, or the price, I don't know. I've been using this thing to rub my hair. So all these things is becoming unbearable. It's becoming unbearable. Talking about the cream too. You realize that as a young man, some of us, maybe if the cream has finished, we just decide to like use more hair cream and use it to rub our body so that it does not become white. Understand? I won't have cracked leg. So it's becoming unbearable. It's becoming unbearable. So we hope that very soon everything will change. Or if there's increment in minimum wage, maybe if everybody have something doing or something better, any good. So we tend to be able to afford all these things. Thank you.
Well, the cost of products, cosmetic products in the market today is saddening. For me, saddening describes how I feel about it. It's very annoying. You buy one thing for 1 naira today. You go back to the market to buy it tomorrow. It's 2 naira, if not 3 naira. That's even further. The prices are doubling and tripling, and we're all going on like it's normal. It's not normal. It's not okay. It's such a struggle. I don't know how others are coping, but I'm really struggling, and I find it very, very annoying. What's more annoying is that I don't even know what to do about it. If you compare the prices of cosmetic products from what it used to be a month back to what it is today, you want to shed tears. It's very, very annoying. I consider it wickedness. It's sheer wickedness that you buy a product for 5,000 naira. You go back to buy the same product a few days after, you're getting it for 20 to 30,000 naira. An instance, things as essential as Shaw Spray was selling for 750, 800 before. Now it's sold for 4,500. That's like times 3 or 4 the price of what it used to be. Volum was going for 350. It's now 2,000 naira, 2,500 or thereabout. And it's the same thing for everything. As very recently, I bought sunscreen. I used to buy the sunscreen for 7,000 naira, 5,000 naira. Today or 2 days ago, I bought the same sunscreen for 24,000 naira. I almost shed tears. It's painful. Unfortunately, I don't have alternatives to most of the cosmetic products I use. I simply just leave it out until when I can afford them, hoping that by the time I can afford them, the price will still be fair. Very recently, I'd been saving to buy a skin exfoliant. I finally go to buy it and the price has skyrocketed to 72,000 naira. I could not. I'm forced to leave it. What these people do not understand is that they are giving room for counterfeit products in the market. I was offered a less expensive product, but I did not trust it and I could not buy because I have a very sensitive skin. I may break out if I use products that are not of good quality. So I'm forced to leave it. But some other person may just buy it because it's less expensive. So the high cost of things in the market will give rise to counterfeit products. We're most likely going to see an influx of fake and substandard products in the market. Very recently, a market vendor told me that they don't call it fake. They call it number two. So if you cannot afford number one, which is the original product, you can go for the number two, which of course is substandard, but more affordable.
As for cosmetics, you know, we ladies, we like varieties. This, that, facial, this, that. But what I do now that I'm aging especially, I have lived all the go-go to go. I now restrict only on Makari. Makari is very good. One of my auntie introduced me to, and that is one I've recently bought. It's about 25,000 naira, and I think I'm okay. Do I squeeze to buy it? Then about cosmetics, I'm not a makeup person. Makeup doesn't bother me. Deodorant is compulsory. I have to buy. Though I don't use deodorant if I am at home because I don't like strong smell. I use only when I'm going out. Then I don't have any option out. All I do is I just chose Makari to avoid all other add this, add that, and it's perfect for me.
Those are some Nigerians speaking. You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on break. Do stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust. On Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust. And on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify and TuneIn Radio. You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we're looking at the increased cost of deodorant and some cosmetic products in the country. Before we went on break, we heard from some Nigerians who told us how the cost of their cosmetic products have tripled in the past few months and also shared with us alternatives they intend to turn to over time. Why are these products so expensive? Well, let's go on the streets of Abuja as we speak with some vendors and shop owners to find out.
My name is Emmanuel. Okay, we have different deodorant.
Okay.
For instance, we have a Shaw Spray.
Okay.
We have a Wick Spray.
Okay.
We have a Red Guard. Passion, different one.
All right. So,
how much? Different price.
Okay.
Normally, so, this one now, this Red Guard.
Yes.
Shaw Spray. Now it's 335.
335.
Uh huh.
Okay. How much was
the
it?
The other one, like this one now.
Okay.
Rayman, the 2.5.
Okay.
Riggs, is 3,000.
Okay, sir. So can you tell us any of these products, how much they cost before?
For instance, all these ones, they increased by 1,000 naira difference or 500 naira difference within this month, month of this February.
Yeah.
Just remember that.
Okay, so how about your body cream?
All of them, the same thing, they're increasing every day.
Every day?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea of, do customers still come? Do they still pay like before?
They do, because they know really that it's increased everywhere. It's increased, generally, not that one particular place.
Yes.
Generally, it affects every market.
Okay, okay. So, for people now who can't afford it, do you know
The option there, if you cannot afford the,
yeah.
the one you used to you before,
yes.
you go down to lower one, you can afford.
Yes, yes.
It's not possible. You can adjust, at least.
Okay.
If you know you want that you used to use it every day, every morning, you can change it to use it once in a while, occasionally.
How about the price of toothpaste, like your
The same thing, but that is not increasing rapidly like perfumes and other ones.
Okay.
Most of the product, most of the spray,
they
are imported goods.
Okay, okay.
And most of Nigerian goods, it do increase, but not that much compared to imported ones.
Okay.
And other increase, but not much.
Okay.
Like from 800 naira to 1,000.
Okay.
So my selling 1-2 depends.
Okay, like the show.
Yes.
The show was 3-5 before.
Okay.
And the reason is the same price.
Okay.
But from now, I don't actually know why the thing and the price
won't
increase like that. I don't know.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So, and can you tell us about maybe cheaper products that you have that we can buy that's affordable?
Okay.
Yes.
Well, cleanser.
Okay. How much is that one?
Cleanser is 1.5.
1.5.
Yes.
Okay.
Why before is a 1,000 naira? Yes.
Okay. So, what about roll-on? The roll-ons?
Roll-on, like Nivea roll-on.
Yes.
Nivea roll-on before is a 1.5,
okay.
But now it's 2,000 naira.
Those were some vendors and shop owners there speaking. God bless Nigeria. And that was the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Bye for now.